Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path, Father, Son, Bible Study, Part 2. I talk with my dad about 2 Timothy 1:7 in this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Really quick, I want to say thank you to our sponsors. You should check these guys out. Matt Austin, Goosehead Insurance, Ray S2F Installation, Tom Phantom Creek Builders, Michael Creed Team at Luminate Home Loans, and the Zastro Family Real Estate Team, powered by Realty Executives Integrity. Thank you, Claire, for being my wife and my business partner. All right, on to the show. Okay, our next father-son Bible study. We're taking a little bit of time to a mini-series to go through these verses that are some of my dad's favorites. And thanks, Dad, for joining me. Today, we're looking at 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. It says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind." Dad, why'd you pick this one? What do you love about it?
Well, this verse started jumping out at me around the time of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Because, gee, what was happening then? We were put under a new set of rules. Like, in my view, this was a change of epoch. Not epic, but epoch.
Epoch. What's the difference?
Well, an epic is a story or... Yeah, maybe I can't even define it very well, but I'm not talking about EPIC. I'm talking about EPOCH. It's like it's similar to a new era. Mm-hmm. It's a new epoch of time. It's like everything flipped seemingly on its head shortly after COVID and the lockdowns. Like,
yep.
When did this ever happen before? When we were told, you can't go out. You can't come within 6 feet of people. You can't go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to work. Most occupations.
Yep.
You know, we were like segregated, isolated, told what we could and couldn't do. And I know I had a lot of friends that were scratching their heads going, what is going on? Like, something is completely different and drastically different. And we're trying to wrap our heads around what it was. And I'm sure most of your audience will appreciate the fact that fear was absolutely pervasive during that time. We were told it was this pandemic, mm-hmm. right? This thing that watch out or you're going to die. Or at the least, you're going to get very sick and you're going to infect everybody else around you. Or you're going to get infected.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of things that are coming out now. Some of your audience is probably keenly aware of many of the deceptions that were happening at that time. Some maybe are catching up a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of evidence out there now, medically and socially, to support what I'm seeing. But what was your question again? I got
no. You're doing it. You're answering it. What? Why does this verse speak to you so powerfully?
Mm-hmm.
Not timidity. Some translations say fear, mm-hmm. but power, love, and a sound mind. That is the spirit that God has given us.
Sure. So that's the opposite of fear and timidity.
Yeah,
it's the opposite. So don't give in to fear. Don't give in to timidity. Why not? Because we have power, love, and a sound mind. That's part of our inheritance, mm-hmm. as sons and daughters of God. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Part of our birthright, part of our inheritance as new creatures. And we don't realize it. We don't think about it that way all the time. And if we don't grasp on to these truths in Scripture, we are shortchanging ourselves. We're absolutely depriving ourselves of truth. And the truth will what? Set you free, baby.
Yeah.
You know, we need to know and understand. That's why it's so important for us to be in the Word. That's why it's so important for us to listen to really Bible-based preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important for us as men to sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
And live in community and have accountability and pray for each other. And, you know, all this stuff wraps together in our new identity. It's who we are. It's who we should be. And it's who we should strive to be.
Yeah.
So power, love, and a sound mind. And, you know, it's hard maybe for me to describe what the power side of it looks like. But there's power in truth. There's power in who we are. There's power in knowing and understanding what we have,
mm-hmm.
who we are and what we have through Christ. Like everything that we have, our inheritance is through Christ. And we just need to learn to understand what it is we possess and live it out accordingly.
Yeah. Well, 1 John says, greater is he who is living in you than he who is in the world, right? And Paul writes that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside of each of you as believers. Mm,
the dunamis power.
Yeah, and so that power is, I think we underestimate it quite a bit as believers. Like, I think a lot of times verses like this in Scripture are screaming to us, don't you know who you are? Don't you know what I've given you? I like your word inheritance. There's people walking around with an orphan mentality, not aware. And they love the Lord. They genuinely do. I'm not questioning their salvation, but I'm questioning their awareness. Like, don't you know who you are? Don't you know what you've been given as a child of God, your inheritance? The Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity, the Lord, the giver of life, as the creeds say, dwells inside of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And oftentimes I don't realize it. Oftentimes I go day, two, three, multiple days without really considering, whoa, that power lives in me. Whom then shall I fear? What then shall I fear, come what may? Mm. That's the power we've been given. Mm. Love it.
I used to have a little wooden plaque on my wall, Psalm 27:1.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what that is. That ties in nicely to this. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a song about that.
Yeah.
Right? Chris Tomlin song, I think it is. Whom shall I fear?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Parallel thoughts.
So our encouragement to the listeners would definitely be take some time once in a while and just consider that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. I don't know exactly what Satan's scheme was, what his tactical plan was for keeping Jesus' body in the grave. But I'm willing to bet he probably was, he and his minions and his evil spirits were trying to keep a dead man dead. And the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead was able to do it. Mm-hmm. That same Spirit lives in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to wrap your head around that.
Yeah. What have we been given? My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. You want to touch on love or a sound mind?
Well, yeah, the sound mind part. So there's been a lot of disinformation, again, back to kind of like 2020 with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to focus on truth. And I unfortunately, I'm thinking of our mass media, which contains very little accuracy or truth anymore.
Yep.
But so we can't rely on that. So we have to find solid news sources. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily Scripture.
Yeah. Well, that's the best news source, right? That's the good news source.
Yeah. but also be careful what we're being told culturally. You know, screen it through and question it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the 60s and 70s, they always said question authority, but now nobody does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I would say.
It's been more comply.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, there's a lot more we could say, but we're trying to keep these episodes short. But you can just consider for a moment the guys who wrote the New Testament were put to death. They were martyred by the government, and they continued to preach that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, so I guess one final thought on the sound mind is there's a lot of bad news out there today, and some of it's true. So we have to be careful not to get too wrapped up in the world going to hell in a handbasket, which it kind of is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay sane in a crazy world? Well, you have to be anchored.
Yeah.
And what's your anchor?
Yeah.
What's your hope?
Yeah. It has to be in a better story, a truer story. And I will say that, yeah, a lot of things happening in the world are bad, but also at the same time, like, the Holy Spirit's doing a lot of cool things.
Yes.
There is a whole nother set of news stories not being told, of revivals breaking out on college campuses, of the Holy Spirit just coming into boardroom meetings, people getting saved and healed and delivered. There is, and sometimes can feel hard to find those testimonies, but they're out there, and God's still doing the stuff that we read about in the scripture.
Yeah, just to stay anchored in that, in our identity, and be careful what you let into your brain.
That's right. Remember what you've been given. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind.